Mossy, brushed us on Friday, but great to have you back, mate. How are you?
It was the weirdest feeling. I was stuck in the security line at Melbourne Airport, and I got there with plenty of time, and then all of a sudden, 35-minute delay with my bags going through the X-ray machines. So I didn't have my phones with me. I couldn't even contact you.
Are you copying that excuse?
Well, yeah, I'll give Mossy the benefit of the doubt. Give him the benefit of the doubt, for sure. He doesn't. He doesn't miss much. He's on the ball.
You were just bagging him off air.
Never. That's not true. That is not true.
I'm surprised that the phone rang this morning, to be honest. I thought that was it. Done.
Can't do it without you, Mossy. But let's start with the Sydney Derby and what occurred on Saturday night, because what a performance by the Wanderers. And Sydney FC, gee, that will, well, how does that affect them going forward, I guess, in trying to make this top six?
Well, it's a massive blow, both psychologically and on the table, isn't it, for Sydney FC. But look, we should take nothing away from Western Sydney. I was there on Saturday night, and from up high, Western Sydney just blew Sydney off the park. They were, you know, they were sharp from the start. They were aggressive. They had high energy, everything you'd expect in a derby. And Sydney just couldn't, they just couldn't match the muscle to start with, and that set the platform for Western Sydney to go on and then win the game. And there was some, you know, some fantastic goals. Leiuni was very clinical, and young Callum Muenhoff, ex-Sydney FC player, Northern Beaches boy, Manly United junior, scored a wonderful goal from outside the box in the 62nd minute. But really, if you look at the statistics, Sydney had more shots, 23-12. They had more shots on target, 8-7. And they had more possession, 60% to 40%. So, you know, you'd have to call it a very clinical performance from Western Sydney Wanderers. But, yeah, it was an emphatic victory despite those statistics.
Yeah, that's a big victory, isn't it, in a local derby, Mossy? They'd be extremely disappointed with that, the Sydney FC. But the Wanderers to you, are they like the real deal? I mean, you've got Melbourne City, obviously, but are they the sort of the team that most likely will challenge them?
Well, they're building towards it, definitely, Loz. I think you'd probably put Adelaide just above them at the moment as real title contenders to challenge Melbourne City, who, of course, were held to a draw away to Macarthur last night. So that sort of put a little bit of a dent in Melbourne City's lead at the top. But Adelaide, for me, they've scored something like 20. I think it's 22 goals in the last five or six games. They are absolutely on fire, and they've got a great mix of youth and experience. They've got goal scorers, not just the one goal scorer, but goals are coming from everywhere. So I'd still have Adelaide above Western Sydney, but they are definitely building. And what I love about Western Sydney is they've got real leaders, like Marcello stands out. Lawrence Thomas pulled off some big saves the other night. Sydney had their chances, and Thomas stood really tall at the back for them. So, you know, they've got the flair players, they've got the, you know, the grunt work in midfield, and they've got the leadership as well.
What about the Mariners, buddy? How are they travelling?
Well, they didn't travel too well yesterday down in Melbourne Victory. Yeah, they did, and I tipped that upset, and it was an upset as far as odds and position on the ladder go. Of course, Melbourne Victory are last. But I just sense that they're too good a side on paper. Not to get it right occasionally in the lead in the run-in, and Victory did it yesterday, and Romero went from hero to zero. Actually, there's a poem in there, hero to zero Romero. Anyway, he scored a goal and then he got a red card. So, but Victory went on and won the game. So big win. It keeps them last, but puts them, I think, within 2 points of getting off the bottom of the table.
Let's go overseas to the UK, and Arsenal just putting a bit of a gap on Manchester City, although City played in the FA Cup on the weekend, and Erling Haaland, what was it, five goals? He had five goals against Leipzig in the Champions League, more goals in the FA Cup on the weekend. I mean, it's now getting to the point, where are we putting him in the echelons of strikers we've seen in the Premier League?
Well, it's very disappointing. He only scored a hat-trick in that FA Cup final, in that FA Cup tie, sorry. But yeah, look, it defies belief. I think he's around the 40 goal mark now, or, you know, maybe just over 40 goals in his first season. And I want to emphasise that point because it's his first season of English football. And usually you just don't get foreign players coming to the Premier League and the FA Cup and slotting in that seamlessly. So it puts him in the top echelon of strikers to ever grace the EPL, of course. But yeah, that was an emphatic win for Manchester City. And you mentioned also. While we're on the FA Cup, let's stay there, because Manchester United and Fulham, that just went completely nuts in the 72nd minute this morning. I think I heard you mention it on air just before I came on, Mido, so I won't go into too much detail, but three red cards, including the manager,
okay.
In the space of a minute.
Yeah, okay. So what happened with the manager?
Well, when the referee went over to check the VAR for the handball, which led to the penalty, the manager, Marco Silva, obviously said something to the referee, and while he was over there, he brandished a red card. So it must have been pretty vicious to get a straight red card. Usually managers are cautioned with a yellow, but he got the straight red. So he was up in the grandstand. And then, of course, Villarreal got red carded for the handball. And then Alexander Mitrovic, he's in big trouble. He scored the opener, but then he went and remonstrated with the referee. And it looks like he shoved the referee as well and got his head close to the referee. I'm not claiming a headbutt, but he's in hot water. There's no doubt about it.
Mossy, I know with the Premier League, we're always talking about the Arsenals and the Man Cities, Man United's teams that are always up there challenging. But what about down the bottom of the competition table for relegation? I mean, what is it, 9 or 10 sides that could still possibly end up going down?
You've got 4 points separating 12th to 20th, Loz. It's ridiculous. It's incredible, and it makes for an unbelievable back end of the season. So if you look at Crystal Palace in 12th spot, who were obviously put to the sword overnight by Arsenal 4-1, and that gave Arsenal a real psychological advantage because they now go 69 points, so 8 points clear of Manchester City, who couldn't play over the weekend. But down the bottom end as well, you had the likes of. Leicester picked up a point. Southampton picked up a point. Leeds picked up 3 points. Everton picked up a point. So they're all staying in touch with each other over the weekend. And, of course, Bournemouth didn't play because of the FA Cup. So they weren't able, and West Ham as well, weren't able to pick up anything over the weekend. So it is so tight. It's incredible. Eight spots on the ladder separated by a win and a draw. Incredible.
Now, last week, the news came through that the World Cup format, and you've been very vocal on 48 teams, Mossy, but in 2026, so it's going back to 4-team groups. So 12 4-team groups, a round of 32 stage, more matches, more cash for FIFA, of course. But I know that, we could end up seeing some lopsided results, etc., some countries there that probably don't deserve to be. But overall, as far as the Socceroos and where we sit is concerned, on face value, this has the potential to be beneficial for us, doesn't it?
Well, of course, it makes for what you would term an easier path to the World Cup, of course, because AFC, Asian Football Confederation, gets, I think it's another 4 spots on the 4.5 that we've already got. So there's 8.5 spots. So that makes the route to get there a little bit simpler. Although there's still a lot of games to play, but there'll be teams in there that we should comfortably beat. And then the tournament itself, well, if that's the format, that's the format, and we've just got to prepare for that once we get there. But you can't take anything for granted. Even East Asia, they are spending a lot of money developing their teams. So and the conditions, the away conditions, make it very tricky. And of course, we navigated that well in the last World Cup qualifying campaign because we played a lot of games away from home. I think only 3 or 4 at home in the whole campaign. So we're used to travelling. We're used to taking in those conditions. But 48 teams. I'll keep my powder dry on whether that becomes a better tournament than what we've had with 32 teams. But the World Cup's the World Cup, so I'm sure it'll be a show when we get there.
Do you know much about this young Alexander Robertson who was selected in the Socceroos?
Yeah, I do. He's a great lad, comes from a wonderful family, third generation to play for the Socceroos, which I think is a wonderful story in itself. And he's at Manchester City playing in the reserves, getting a couple of sniffs here and there in the first team with League Cup games and so forth. And, his father, his grandfather actually coached me at one stage of my career. I can't even remember how long ago that was. But, he comes from great stock, and it's great to see a kid like that who has Scottish heritage, you know, put his money into the Socceroos and say that's who I want to play for. And I think, you know, given his grandfather and father also played for the Socceroos, I think that helps. But he's a real talent, and it's great to see Graham Arnold bring him into camp for this Ecuador series.
You've made up for it, Mossy. You were good this morning.
On point, huh?
Go and work on that poetry.
You didn't like that one, Clarky.
That was Loz sledging at me.
Oh, Loz, sorry. There you go.
How do you feel about that, Loz?
There's a bit more work, Mossy.
Hero to zero, Ramiro.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Mossy.
What do they say about preparation, Mossy? By preparing.
Exactly. Overrated. That's what they say.
See you, boys.
See you, buddy.
Have a great week, mate.